Uptown?
Oh, not on the other side.
And I said this one would never fly. That's the funny part about the whole thing. When they built this one, everybody said, well, who's gonna stop there because it's got an uphill both ways? Like you say, now it's either first or second busiest.
All I care about is them putting a new way for trucks to get in there.
Yeah, that's a whole...
Have you seen the plans?
Where are the plans located? How can you find them?
Did you?
How do you get to see them?
Yeah.
I've seen them.
Oh.
That should be kind of...
Call the meeting order. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Council has before them the minutes of the May 6th meeting. Are there any additions, deletions, or corrections? Can I create a motion to approve the minutes as written?
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Dana.
I'll second it.
Second by Cole. Rick?
Abstain, I wasn't here.
Dennis?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Dana?
Yes.
Motion passes. I'll entertain a motion for the approval of delinquent shut-offs.
I'll make that motion for approval of delinquent water shut-offs.
Motion by Tim?
I'll second.
Second by Rick. Is there any discussion? Dana?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Cole?
Yeah.
Tim?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Motion passes. I'll entertain a motion for the approval of the claims.
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Dennis?
I'll second.
Second by Cole. Is there any discussion? Rick?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Dana?
Yes.
Motion passes. Under presentation of petitions and communications, we have the Farmers Union people here to talk about their plans. Who's up? Heidi, Bonnie, or Rick?
Well, thank you for giving us the opportunity to meet with you here this evening. I'm chairman of the board of the Farmers Union Trading Company, and I have a couple ladies here I will introduce in just a minute. Number one, I would guess probably we should apologize. Our previous manager, I know, met with you at one point in time, and quite honestly, our previous manager is a previous manager for some pretty good reasons, and so he just didn't carry through on a lot of things. We do now have what we feel like is an absolutely fabulous manager. She's doing a really good job, and we will follow through on things that we come here to work with you on. We have a board member, Bonnie Daniel, is here, and I'd like to introduce you to our new manager, Heidi Sack.
Thank you for making some time for us here. I know that Mark Weeks previously met with you guys in April of 2023, and I have reviewed the minutes of that meeting, and it doesn't seem to me like he really gave you a whole lot of information, and nothing went forward from there. So I'm here to follow up on those plans. I did distribute some information there. It kind of shows a basic drawing of what we're looking to do. What we're proposing is to build a bulk fuel and propane storage facility within the city limits. I apologize, I don't have the exact address of the lot that we're looking at, but it's down First Avenue, the street that goes to the airport. I believe it's an old Superfund site. It's owned by the city right next to the city maintenance building. That is the lot that we're looking at. Possibly leasing, possibly purchasing, depends on what you guys are all open to. So at least we want to get the conversation started. So what we'd be looking at is building a facility, and the footprint that we would need is 220 feet by 250 feet. And that is taking into account all of the gas code and NFPA 58 guidelines as far as distances from property lines, distances to buildings and other structures, and distances apart from one another, the fuel and the propane. So this is just kind of a rudimentary sketch of what we're considering doing, but step one is to find a property on which to do it and to see whether or not the city would have any objection to such a facility being constructed within city limits. The set of photos that I have put together, one set is to do with the bulk fuel plant. Now these are photos of another bulk facility. This one's in Baudette, Minnesota, but it was constructed by the same person we've gotten our bids from, and it would look very much similar to this. The six tanks all in a row with a driveway on either side.
You say six tanks?
Six 20,000 gallon fuel storage tanks. Everything that we're proposing would be above ground. There would be no digging or disturbing.
That says eight.
The property. Yeah, this is on this picture, there's eight.
Oh,
this is a different
okay.
facility. We're proposing six.
Okay.
Yeah. Would they be the same height as those? Are those similar in size?
I believe so, yes.
Okay.
Yes, the tanks that we're looking at would be each 20,000 gallons, six of them. And then if you look, it just shows this, the next page shows the driveway and the actual loading facilities and filtration systems. If you refer back to this drawing and you look at the yellow section here, that would all be containment. That would all be within a dike system. So even the loading facility where our bulk trucks would load, if there were a spill, would be contained in that dike containment system. We would also be putting on the bulk truck driveway section, that wouldn't be just a gravel driveway. That section right by the loading area would be concrete with a lip. So if there's any kind of a spill there, that would also be contained and easy for us to clean up. So there's one packet that shows the bulk plant itself and the Donaldson filtration system and all of that kind of stuff. And then the other packet is basically a photo that shows a propane facility. This one happens to be on a rail site. Ours would be similar to just this part of it, two 30,000 gallon tanks placed end for end. It wouldn't be this wide. And again, two driveways so that if we have a supplier delivering, our trucks could still load at the same time, that kind of thing. The pictures in this packet, the third page in, shows this one, these tanks over here are 45,000 gallon tanks. We would be going with 30,000 gallon tanks. So I guess we're just trying to start a conversation to see if the city would have any objection to us constructing such a facility within city limits, and if so, if you would have any interest in leasing or selling that particular piece of property.
I'd like to ask those questions that you had about.
Okay. Am I correct in I've been informed that particular property is a Superfund site. There was some contamination there at one point.
Mm-hmm.
Has that case been closed by DEQ or the state? Is it an ongoing thing? Are they still monitoring the wells?
Ongoing.
It's ongoing?
There's actually blocks that were placed there.
Mm-hmm.
Concrete blocks with they're buried about that far, you know. So
yep, those monitoring wells, and they come every so often.
There's actually concrete blocks in there, so
yep,
that are buried in there. That whole lot is concrete blocks that are buried under that.
Buried.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
How far down are they?
Well, they're only that far down, so but there's a lot of them in there. So
and we're not proposing disrupting any of that, moving any of that. Everything we're doing would be above ground. We just have to peel off the sod layer to put in concrete.
Yeah. And I'm not so sure you can actually do that. I think you have to, there's certain, there's a super fund overlay district in the zoning requirement code. I think you actually have to build it up another 2 feet of gravel on top of what's already there. I don't think you can remove anything, so.
Okay.
You know, there's all kinds of requirements. You're going to have to deal with EPA, state EPA.
Right.
Zoning codes, super fund overlay district.
Yep.
I'm all for that place getting used. I know that. Because all we do is mow it.
Right.
If there's any way we can get it done, that'd be great. Yeah, I think you ought to really check close into what has to be done first. And Ryan can help you out with that as far as the zoning code and our zoning officer.
And every 5 years, they put out an updated review or study on it?
They come and look at it, you know, and we're required to maintain it. Any potholes or little settlements we see, we have to fill them in. There's a 5 year.
So am I correct then in assuming that we would need to deal directly with the EPA?
Not directly, but you would have to at some point, yeah, through us, basically.
Okay. Yeah. All right. They're going to have requirements that both of us, for any proposed transaction, we'd have to.
And so you guys aren't really aware of then particular restrictions on the property, like for example, you look at what we proposed tonight and say, oh, I don't know, or do you even know that?
I don't know that that's an issue. I think there's just restrictions on what you, not what you can do there, but how you have to prepare it to do that.
Okay, sure.
Do you have someone at the state, or is it through DEQ, or that you work with on that site that we could contact and ask some questions?
There's the guy's name is Roger Hoogerheide is the last one I remember with EPA.
And I don't know the name. You know the name better than I would.
I dealt with him for quite a few years, and I'm assuming he's.
What, how does he spell that?
It's a tough one.
Common spelling.
Yeah. I've only seen the last study. I don't have a copy of it. I don't know any particulars from it.
So is that something they need to work with us through, or we would help them with it in through that?
Yeah, because we have to make sure we do everything right. Yeah, there is a kind of lease or conveyance. Yeah.
And whoever you're working with isn't going to want to release information to us as a third party without your consent, obviously, I would think. It's
all public. I don't know what we have to hide.
Okay. Well, I mean,
There's been people call him.
Yeah.
And
right.
Because over next to Timberweld, there's another little Superfund site where the U-Haul is, and where the other little place is, the fencing outfit, and they've dealt with them.
But everything's above ground there, yeah?
Yeah.
Which we would be as well. Do you know if there, when has the most recent phase one environmental study been done at that site? Do you know?
I don't.
No.
Okay. Would this gentleman know at the EPA probably? Okay.
Scott showed it to me. I don't have a copy of it. But I'm sure you've seen it too, the same one.
Yeah, there's a 5 year review. Every 5 years, there's a review of what's been going on and how it's looking.
Yeah.
Okay.
They've just never released anything yet. They're still monitoring wells and so on and so forth. So it's still an active site.
It still is an active site. And in which case, if the state law here is anything like it is in Minnesota, where I'm from, which is why I sound Canadian, by the way, you're basically buying a liability if you buy that property until that case is closed, which is kind of why we're leaning towards leasing. I'd like to see that property get used. It puts us some constructive use. It would be helpful for you guys. It would be helpful for us.
Mm-hmm. You know, great.
Generate the city some income on tax basis, on, you know, you're looking at $500,000 to $1 million in personal property that we'd be placing on property that you'd get tax revenue from instead of having to maintain it. So I guess I just am kind of wanting to inquire as to whether or not this is something we should pursue, or should we be looking for different property? So.
And as far as the council, I'm all for it.
If it's only having to put a couple more feet of layer, you know, a couple more feet of buildup on there, I think it'd be something to definitely pursue, because, like you said, it's just kind of sitting there, and what you guys are proposing to do with, and how you're already proposed on the containment and everything, I think everybody, EPA and everybody is going to be perfectly fine with that.
And just so we can go back to our board now, and we're going to meet day after tomorrow. Have you guys discussed at all a lease versus a purchase, or is that, have you even gotten into that yet?
No, the last, I can speak to this. We basically got approached last year, you said it was April?
April, I believe.
And we got, I think it was one or two pictures, and there was no information really attached to it, and that is as far as this went. We've never discussed leasing. I think we had a similar conversation last year, maybe without the input from Dennis, but it didn't go anywhere. And we kind of waited for a proposal, and that was basically the homework assignment was, can we actually have a proposal of some kind? Because we don't really know what you're wanting to have us approve or not.
Well, I can tell you we are serious. If in fact it looks right and we can come up with a mutual agreement with you, we are, you know, we're very serious. We need a facility to help our business grow, and
this is
entirely inadequate on
way more than
the amount
last
of fuel storage that we currently have. So.
We will be building a facility. It's just whether or not we can use that lot,
right,
or if we have to look for different property, because we need more storage.
I'm not sure how it fits in the heavy industrial zone. And Rich, do you have any?
It should be in.
Is it listed as a?
It's in the permitted part of the airport, right? So that should be heavy.
So
the airport side of things, I think the question came up last time about the heights of the tanks, but it's far enough off approachways that I don't think that was an issue.
They aren't going to be any higher than the BMR.
No.
Right.
Yeah. No, it's just more where they were located towards the end of the runway, but if somebody's approaching
that way, they're all
probably got some problems.
Yep.
Right. Bonnie's a pilot.
So she is how about fire, Rich? Are you?
It's all the NFPA standards. I mean, we got the water supply down there with the hydrants, and we've got the main lines for the smelter and the BMR going down there.
Yeah, if there's a way to figure out how to meet the zoning and EPA regs, Superfund regulations, man, I'm all for it.
Yeah.
There's definitely some hoops to jump through, for sure. But we are serious. We are going to be building a facility. It's just, like I said, a matter of whether we can put that lot to use and, you know, take that off your hands and generate some revenue for the city, or if we wind up having to go out in the country. We prefer to be within the city because our suppliers, it's just much nicer for them to have paved roads and we're not sending them up on a mountain somewhere, you know, that kind of thing. But if you guys are open to this idea, we'll explore it further. And then the next time we meet, I will have some actual architectural drawings for you, not just my little Excel spreadsheet scratching.
One more question. Is the zoning something that would have to be changed from its current?
We haven't looked at it.
I believe when I looked at the cadastral, it's zoned industrial.
Yeah. And we have, is it light? It's lighter.
It's light,
Is it light or heavy?
I don't know.
The only reason I went off the heavy portion of it is because Kevin Mitchum approached me on the parking lot that the mine wants to do, and the heavy industrial, he said, ends at the end of the airport fence, westward. So it would be from the airport fence eastward is what he told me, but you'll check. It's heavy industrial that way.
Yeah, I think where we are is heavy industrial, public works.
Yeah, it's heavy. And then so where the warehouse is at, and that lot is light industrial.
I think it's HI.
But all that takes is just a petition, and then, you know, the public notice. And
if it's a conditional use.
On another note, does anyone know the measurements of that lot, the size, east to west, north to south?
I think 11th Street bounds it, is a boundary on the west side, and 12th is on the east side. So it's 300 east and west, I believe, by 280 north
and
south.
I was pretty close then, because I just used the little ruler thing on the cadastral.
Oh,
I had 300 by 270.
I'm not sure why it's 280 this way, because the block is 300, but I think it is like 280.
Okay.
Two 140s in an alley.
Okay, so it's roughly 280 by 300, so this footprint would fit inside of it just fine then.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's really all I have for you. Just wanted to at least get a start and see if it's something that is worth pursuing, something you'd be on board with if we move forward. So.
Yeah, this, you know, this wasn't an official decision from the council. It's not an item that's voted on tonight. But as you heard, there's no negative comments or feelings from the council. You know, we weren't opposed to it the last time it came by, and we did a little bit of looking into it before proposal was given before. We didn't go any further with it because the ball was obviously in your court. When we knew it was coming back, we have done a comparative market analysis on our properties.
Mm-hmm.
We do have that, so we're somewhat positioned to come up with a decision sometime once we get to that spot. So I guess the next step would be, I think, you're going to have to make a call to EPA and see what kind of interesting roadblocks they can throw in.
Right. Now, see if there's so many regulations that it's going to be just a gigantic headache. Or
and I can take a look at the zone, the applicable city zoning restrictions, see if what they would be. And I can do that. Look at it from zoning perspective.
Okay. Do you have any questions for us?
Well, do you have a time frame? I see this as taking way more time than any of us would want to, but do you have an idea in your mind?
Once we approve the building, I think we're looking at about 6 months.
Okay. We don't know how long it'll take to get to that.
Right.
To that point.
Right. For us, for our needs, the sooner the better.
Yeah.
We just don't have enough storage to be competitive on pricing, and there's just a lot of factors there. But right now, long story short, we're having to pull all of our fuel out of Laurel because we have such limited storage that when we need it within 24 hours. Whereas if we were able to purchase out of Glendive, you're looking at anywhere between 8 and sometimes 35 cents a gallon price differential.
Hmm.
And that
further away and cheaper.
Wow. Because Glendive has to compete with the Bakken in North Dakota. And so their pricing is far cheaper, but once we place an order, it takes 48 hours to get it in from Glendive versus 24 from Laurel. So without adequate storage, we're kind of hand to mouth. You know, like somebody that's living paycheck to paycheck. When we need fuel, we need it within 24 hours. We can't wait 48 most times. And I would like to be able to lower our prices and keep them more competitive within the community. Hopefully that keeps people in the community shopping instead of, well, I've got to go get gas, I've got to go get this, I might as well run the Billings. We'd like to keep them in town if we can. And as Farmers Union continues to grow, we should be able to provide more employment opportunity as well. So I don't really see any downside other than the headaches. You know, the loopholes that need to be jumped through, but it's not insurmountable. It just takes some extra work.
Yeah.
So first step was to see if there was any opposition to it being within city limits. The next step is to look into that lot a little further, see if we can put it to use. And I guess what I'm going to do then after this meeting is I will contact the gentleman who put our bid together, and he can actually do some architectural drawings. I'll make some phone calls to EPA. Probably work with Ryan to see if we can figure out some of that stuff. Because we are very interested in moving forward.
Good. Glad.
Yeah, sounds good. Very good.
Thank you.
Yep, thank
you very much. I appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks, Rick.
Stop down there and look and see the improvements in the store.
Been there twice today.
We've been remodeling. It's been a mess, but it's getting better.
That's really good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Move on to officer reports. Chief Carter.
Nothing more than what's in my report. I had a meeting with Mayor Vanderbilt, Councilman Mayo, our district board, the ambulance district board, and item number 65, sorry, don't care for that. Just as kind of a future meeting to see what we anticipate things look like for us in the next 5 to 10 years. Fire station size, equipment that we have, the cost of that equipment, everything like that. No decision made on that, we just use it as kind of a plan. Figure what we are and what we got with this next phase in the next 2 years. Other than that, I appreciate your time with that. I'm saying maybe four of our calls since the last meeting. Still, it's about 38 calls that have been time last year. Are there any questions?
Any questions for Rich? Chief Huker.
Just from the new report.
Any questions for Aaron? Public Works, you have a written report from Scott. Ryan?
Nothing to add, everyone.
Any questions for Ryan? And clerk?
We got nothing to add.
Seems like she's going to have some stuff for us, doesn't it?
Sounds like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we can't do.
Things we should stop doing.
Yeah, something that we were doing.
Pretty much can't do anything.
And it's big letters, should stop doing.
Sometimes their job, their goal is they're scared to be shadow. Those conference meetings.
They do. Sometimes they do.
Are there any public comments on current agenda items? Apparently not. No committee reports, no unfinished business. Under new business, we have approval of user agreement between Carbon Stillwater Adult Co-ed Softball League and the City of Columbus for the use of Granite Peak Park. During the dates of the agreement, which is basically this summer from June 17th through August 24th, I think.
August 14th.
14th, yeah. Any specific questions? Cole is involved with that organization.
Want to give us a speech on it?
No. It's from 5 o'clock, usually at 5 o'clock at night for BART on Mondays and Wednesdays. We play two games on the fields.
Use the Anderson field and the softball field?
The Granite Peak softball field and then the big field.
And the what?
The baseball field.
The big field?
Yeah. We just play on the grass so the bases are moved, so they're staying on the gravel so we don't wear a path into the infield grass.
How do you do that? Field.
You can move the bases.
This is on the big field?
Yeah.
When you run from first to second, are you on grass or are you on gravel?
Nope, we're on gravel.
Okay.
I didn't want to, we changed that last year because I didn't want to wear a path into that infield grass and because it
right
doesn't
on the edge of that.
Yeah, it doesn't get watered a lot in the summer anyway, so we just have longer bases.
Can you play on the little on the Anderson field?
No.
Too little?
Too little. Yeah.
Okay.
There's some big boys in that league.
Yeah. I'll entertain a motion for the approval of this agreement.
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Tim.
I'll second that.
Second by Rick. Is there any discussion?
Lisa, a couple of years ago, we were talking about just garbage was getting piled up and not getting taken care of. Cole, have you guys addressed that as far as?
Yeah, last year we had a text go out at the beginning of the season that at the end of every game, if the trash bins were full, you had to take your trash with you. And as far as I know, nobody came to me saying that there was an issue last year. after we talked to him about it.
I believe it was the year before, when all we need to do is let somebody know that the cans were full, and after that, they had them pretty well taken care of. Any other discussion? Rick?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Dannon?
Yes.
Motion passes. We have a motion, or we have an order for the contractor to resume work for Dick Anderson Construction to resume work on the T-Hanger complex.
I think I'm almost up.
Hmm?
I think I'm almost up.
Yeah.
So they resumed before this.
Yeah. I've been watching them all week, man. They've been going to town.
I don't understand this, but maybe we should let them, give them permission to resume.
Let's do that.
Okay, let's do that.
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Dennis.
I'll second.
Second by Cole. Is there any discussion?
How many were we putting in?
Six.
We made it retroactive.
Yeah.
I think we'll just pass this thing and move it right along. Is there any discussion? Dannon?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Motion passes. And we have a payment request from Dick Anderson and Morrison Meyerly. Payment application number 4. Our amount is $8,660.89. That's split in the 10% share. I'll entertain a motion.
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Bob.
I'll second.
Second by Cole. Is there any discussion? Dannon?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
Dennis?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Motion passes. Are there any comments not on the agenda?
I guess I haven't noticed. Did the rock ever get put up on the sign?
No, I was waiting for we can start on it now. Just had to get overnight temperatures to stay above freezing.
Okay.
So last night, I don't know, pretty cold tonight.
38 last night.
So yeah, I have that in with Scott, and he said as soon as temperature gets good, then we'll start on it.
So do you have a planned starting date, or?
No, not really. Just when we know it's going to stay warm enough, we should probably look at that in the next week or so.
Okay. I was just going to let council know that the Columbus Middle School spent an hour and a half cleaning up the community from B Street all the way down to 9th. We only had about an hour and a half just because of some other things that were going on, but 2 pickup loads full of garbage from B Street to 9th Street, so, and all the way along Railroad Park, and that stuff was a lot of stuff. So
along Pike Avenue from B Street?
Yeah, from Pike Avenue all the way down and then all the way up. We did that small area where Officer Zachary lives, that kind of that square, and then we did the Annan Avenue area and then everything else to 9th Avenue. So,
and you know it's noticeable.
Yeah.
Jude and I were going for a walk on Sunday, and it's just real noticeable.
Yeah,
nice. Very much appreciated.
Yeah. Thank you. Cool.
Any other comments not on the agenda? Any comments not on the agenda? Entertain a motion to adjourn the meeting.
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Rick, seconded by Dennis. All in favor say aye. Talk to you and Bob.
They could use that for she's doing
for a second.
Yeah. Although I didn't know the guy that came before, wasn't
it? Yeah. We'll pay you soon.